New York Democrats draft plan to protect criminal migrants in U.S. communities. By Warner Todd Houston on December 2, 2024. New York Democrats are sponsoring a bill that would strengthen protections for illegal aliens accused of crimes even as Governor Kathy Hochul, D, is suddenly claiming she supports deporting criminal illegal immigrants. As the country turned to favor President-elect Donald Trump's plans to deport illegal aliens, Hochul performed her about-face last month when she claimed during a press conference that she favors getting illegals accused or convicted of crimes deported. "If someone breaks the law, I'll be the first one to call up ICE and say, 'Get them out of here,'" the sanctuary state governor exclaimed. This head-turning and sudden proclamation aside, Hochul's state party does not seem to be following her lead, as 31 Democrats have now co-sponsored a bill in the state Senate that would throw up even more protections for illegal aliens in the state's criminal justice system in order to keep them away from ICE officers looking to deport them. Despite her sudden claim that she supports deporting criminals, Hochul has not objected to this bill at all. The bill, State Senate Bill S-987, aims to prohibit the discovery and disclosure of immigration status, according to the one-line summary. It states that no police officer, peace officer, or school resource officer will be allowed to communicate with ICE about any individual with whom they are dealing in the justice system. Further, they will not be allowed to facilitate the transfer of any individual from their custody to the custody or any immigration official. New York Councilwoman Vicky Palladino is infuriated by the bill and notes that it not only bars local law enforcement from working with ICE at all, it also requires city authorities to act as immigration advocates on behalf of the criminal. "This is not about family separation or helping our new neighbors, as progressives like to disingenuously euphemism," she said in her message on X. "This bill is strictly about protecting dangerous criminals and ensuring they get to stay in our city and enjoy the comforts of our lax justice system. It's an absolute outrage." Palladino is also shocked that state senators from two parts of New York City that saw a huge upswing for Donald Trump in the 2024 election are also supporting this travesty. Even worse, two local state senators who represent my area of Northeast Queens are co-sponsors, John Liu and Toby Stavisky, she wrote, adding, "Why would individuals who represent the most conservative part of the city, an area which moved dramatically to Trump in this election, sponsoring legislation with the furthest left members of the Democrat Party? Why are they doing the exact opposite of what their constituents voted for?" The fact of the matter is that deporting criminals, especially gang members, is highly popular across the political spectrum, yet our Democrat monopoly simply does not care. "There is seemingly nothing which will stop them from putting criminals first," Palladino concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.